We welcome you inside the studio with the great Merrill Reese, who is bouncing in his chair with anticipation for Sunday against the Detroit Lions. Am I wrong, Merrill?
No, you're not wrong. I mean, I'll bounce for every game at this point just to see that here we are into the month of December, and for the first time in 3 years, we have meaningful, competitive games.
Merrill, why? Give me three reasons as you look from, really from August, let's say, to this point. Why have the Eagles gotten here at 7-5?
Offense, defense, and special teams.
Okay.
The quarterback situation, which was termed unstable by Chip early in the season, has certainly stabilized, and Nick Foles has done a great job. The defense, which Billy Davis early in the season, particularly after the Denver game, said was a work in progress, has progressed. Mm-hmm. And they are a terrific defense right now. And special teams have been outstanding. You can go to the punter, Donnie Jones, who is putting on a display week in and week out, which is as good a display of punting as I've ever seen by any Eagles punter. The coverage units are airtight. So, again, not to be cliche-ish, or and I wasn't kidding, all three phases of the game are coming together and they're playing well.
Do you feel the Eagles are well-positioned, not from a wins-loss standpoint, but just from a how-they're-playing standpoint, to go down the stretch here and to win games that mean everything?
I do. I'm going to say something, and you may jump down my throat. I don't think Detroit is as good a team as Arizona. Now, they have their strengths. We all know about their great defensive line. But how often have we spoken about the importance of turnover differential? Last year, which was a disastrous year, the Eagles were minus 24 in turnovers. Gave it away 24 more times than they took it away. Here, right now, going into this game, this team is plus 7. The Lions, who like the Eagles, are 7-5. In turnover differential, are minus 8.
Right, and that can be skewed. And I did a story on that earlier in the week about the importance of the turnover differential. And there's no question, if you have fewer turnovers than the other team, you win about 70%
sure,
of the time. If
absolutely.
The difference is one, and it increases exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Lions, probably for Bill Davis and this defense, maybe the biggest test that they've faced in terms of just an explosive wide receiver,
mm-hmm.
an all-purpose running back in Reggie Bush, and then a quarterback with a big arm, make some decisions that make you wonder.
He does. He has 14 interceptions.
But this, look at that. They are second in the league in yards. They have a passing game that's outstanding. And they put points on the board, Merrill. And the red zone also very, very good. So I know how well the Eagles' defense has played, and I know that they are really excited about the challenge on Sunday.
Look, there's a great wide receiver. We know all about Megatron, about Calvin Johnson, how great he is. But I don't think he's really that much better than Larry Fitzgerald. I think you're talking about 1 and 1A. And they don't have the second receiver who is as good as Michael Floyd. Is Matthew Stoddard good? He's good, and sometimes he's not good. Does he have a bigger arm than Carson Palmer? No. I mean, Carson Palmer can throw it from here to the Delaware River, and Matthew Stafford can go deep when he has to, too.
Right.
I don't think his decision-making has been all that good.
You know, and the fact that the Eagles have gotten the pass rush going, that Trent Cole has come alive here, 5 sacks in the last 3 games, Brandon Graham, Merrill, with 2 sacks against the Cardinals. To me, as we look big picture here and starting the era, and you compare the different eras, the Ray Rhodes who came in, a veteran team, and Andy Reid who changed everything around, and now Chip Kelly, you see it all moving in the right direction. I have a very good feeling about how this program is building up.
Well, I think Chip had a great plan, and I think that Chip is an outstanding head coach. I think he's a legitimate candidate for Coach of the Year. He's doing a terrific job with this team, Chip, and the staff that he put together. And I think they deserve all the credit in the world because they've really done well. They've kept their composure. They've never blamed the officials. You know, I like Bruce Arians a great deal. For him to go back to Arizona crying about the officiating and complaining to the league about 15 calls. I thought the calls in this past game went both ways. Everybody screams about the way in Arizona about the way the game ended. The fact is, Dave, I don't understand how the Andre Roberts non-catch or catch was reversed. It was ruled an incompletion on the field. There was no irrefutable evidence to reverse that. And if they hadn't reversed that, Arizona would have lost a timeout And that last play never would have come into effect right. because the game would have been over.
Right. Agree with you. And I agree that you don't complain about anything no. that's external. And I will tell you that I think that the Eagles, one of the most impressive parts of what Chip and the coaching staff have done is adjust to the personnel. And Nick Foles is a prime example. This is an offense that absolutely could use a quarterback that is a bit more mobile, who can take advantage of some running opportunities. Yet the Eagles have had great success with Nick, and they've taken advantage of his in-pocket mobility and so the 5 or 6 yards he can pick up when there's a running opportunity.
Yeah, but that running quarterback, and I don't care what people say about the fact that you can get hurt in the pocket, of course you can, but that running quarterback generally likes to run a little bit more, and there's an old saying, there's no such thing as a good old running quarterback.
I'm not saying a quarterback... I'm saying a quarterback who can run, not a running quarterback.
Okay.
So my point is they have adjusted the scheme in whatever way they've done it, and they've made this offense continue to be successful.
Sure. Just the way Belichick adjusted to having a Tom Brady.
See, the Belichick comparison is a good one, Merrill.
It is.
It's a valid, could Chip Kelly be that kind of coach here?
Sure he could. I mean, I believe he could. I believe Chip Kelly is not an ordinary coach. I think that Chip Kelly is a special coach. There are some very good coaches. There are some special coaches who I think have something extra, an extra gear, a certain charisma about them. And not trying to go overboard, but just being honest with what I see, I think the Eagles really hit the jackpot when they signed Chip Kelly.
Merrill, how does it play out on Sunday when the Lions come to town and maybe a lot of points, could be very cold? How do you see it?
I think it's going to be a tense struggle that goes deep into the fourth quarter. And hopefully the team in green or black or whatever they choose to wear.
It'll be green.
It won't be blue. That team wins. I think the Eagles are in great shape. I think they're rolling well. You never know what happens in the course of a game, a turnover here, a break. And look, at some point, Nick Foles is going to be picked off. This is not going to go 30-0. I'd like it to go 21-0 to set the all-time record for touchdown passes without interceptions at the start of the season. I'd love to call that. I think that would be neat.
Do the Cowboys have a chance to lose on Monday Night Football
Absolutely.
At Chicago?
Absolutely.
Are you scoreboard watching, Merrill?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I am scoreboard watching. And you know what? Here's the thing. It's Chicago. It's cold. It's Monday night. I don't know if Cutler will be back. They say he's Dave. I'd like him to be back. I'll tell you something interesting in a moment. But it's also the night that they are retiring Mike Ditka's 89. And that crowd is going to be crazy. The other thing is about the Bears. This is interesting. I read a study. Quarterbacks whose percentages, their quarterback ratings drop off when they're under duress. Do you know who's one of the worst, who drops off the charts from his regular rating to his under pressure rating? Tom Brady.
Okay.
Tom, do you know who was the best in the NFL?
Tell me.
Jay Cutler.
Is it right? Is that
Jay
right?
Cutler.
Well,
Jay Cutler's quarterback rating under pressure is even greater than his normal quarterback rating.
Let's see if he plays on Monday night. That would be a nice help. Eagles
get
win
well,
on Sunday.
Jay.
Yeah, Eagles win Sunday. Bears win on Monday. Everybody's happy on
Everybody's
Tuesday.
Happy.
Merrill Reesby, thank you for joining us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.